This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I want to thank you guys for being patient. I had been away for a couple days to work at Camp Med. Camp Med is a phenomenal program in Las Vegas, Nevada, put on by Vegas PBS, Desert AHEC, Toro University, Roseman University, UNLV School of Medicine, to help these young kids who want to become members of the healthcare professional community, you know, kind of find their path. And it's a real, real fun camp. And I got to be there and I got to work there, and it was over my birthday. And so thank you guys so much for your birthday wishes. Very, very cool. I got to tell you, these kids blew my mind. You know, they were 13, 14 years old. You know, and we were talking to them about microbiology and the immune system, and they figured things out even better than I did in medical school. So if you guys are kind of concerned about who's going to be the future of healthcare and who's going to take care of us later, I got to tell you, any of these Camp Med kids could be my doctor. They were phenomenal. So pretty, pretty excited about that. But I was even more excited that you guys remember my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Randy from Medford writes, happy birthday, Doc. The older I get, the more I realize I don't like people. Now, this is interesting. He says, you're obviously a people person. What say you? The older I get, the more I realize I don't like people. That's what Randy writes. I notice that with a lot of people, that they just don't like people. Maybe they used to be people, and now they're not people. They want to avoid people. I'm noticing avoiding people more often now, too. And I thought I was the biggest people person out there. And I sometimes notice that I just want to stay home. Now, I just thought it's because I'm older. But is it because I don't want to hang out with people? And my answer to that is, you know, when people get older, do they like to avoid others? Or do they become disgusted with others? Or do other people get on the nerves? And I want to say a resounding no. I don't think that's what happens. And the reason why I don't think you start to dislike people when you're older is because I think we always disliked people, even as kids. And that never changed. Think back. Think back to school. Did kids get on your nerves? Were there some kids that you just couldn't stand? Were there some kids that you would avoid, that you would hide from? That you were like, oh, gosh, please don't make me be in their group. I remember having to square dance and do-si-do with people I couldn't stand. And I'm a people person. Now, I never thought of it. I never processed it that way. I didn't tell myself, oh, I can't stand that person. I just was like, oh, that's not ideal. I would rather be with so-and-so, but all right, I'll make it work. But if you really kind of stop and evaluate, and you go, wait a second here, I really didn't like these people. But then you realize that you didn't change when you got older. You know, we look at this concept of grumpy old men, and you remember the movies, Grumpy Old Men, that series. And, you know, we think, okay, as people get older, they get grumpier. And I believe that happens. I believe you do get grumpier. I think you're in pain. I think you're very frustrated that you can't do the things you could do. I think it's also very frustrating that people look at you like you're older. Plus, your serotonin drops, your testosterone drops. With women, their estrogen drops, as well as their serotonin drops. So it's very easy to be very grumpy when you're older. But I think another thing that we forget is older people don't care. They're going to say it like it is. So if they don't like somebody or they don't like something, who cares? They're going to say it. And kudos to them. I mean, good for them. And when you're a kid, oh, no, it's not going to be political. If you stand up in class going, this person's an idiot, you know, you could be destroyed, you know, from a social standpoint. So we learn to keep it to ourselves, and we take it, and we take it, and we take it. But I think if we look back to our whole lives, there are individuals on this earth that we really don't want to be around. And that doesn't change. So what do we do about people not liking each other? Well, I don't think we have to do much about it. I think it's just really natural. I mean, look at animals. Okay, do you think all animals get along and want to hang out? No, they go to their separate corners. They only deal with each other in packs if they have to, but I don't think they particularly like each other. You know, if you like everybody, then you're going to mate with everybody. You know, there has to be some sort of isolationistic attitude that people have in order to want to make a family and make a nucleus. Right? But, what I think is very, very frustrating for people is we see on TV, like I always think of the Fred and Ethel Mertz. You know, Lucy and Ricky had Fred and Ethel. Fred and Ethel had a key to their apartment. Well, they were the landlord, so that's okay. But, you know, I mean, Fred and Ethel basically lived with them. And I always imagined, because I would watch the reruns of I Love Lucy, that that's the way my life would be. We would have people that would have a key to our house. And we actually did. We had friends we were that close to. We trusted entirely. You know, and then they moved, and we're like, oh, no, they left. You know, and it hasn't been that easy finding that same level of buddyship. Yes, I have a lot of buddies. I have people I don't talk to for a year because, you know, we're never around. And then once we see each other, it's like, you know, bring it up, take up the conversation where it left off. Yes, a lot of us have those types of buddies. But, you know, do we have those people where they're your bestie, bestie, bestie? One thing I can tell you guys is I've watched people who have had besties, and every single one of them lost their bestie. For some reason, they had a fight. Something happened. Something got involved. Something started to mess it up. So I've learned in my years of wisdom, and I am a year older because of my birthday. Happy birthday to me! I'm a year older. That I think there has to be a specific radius. And you as a person need to figure out what that radius is in terms of a distance between other people. There are some people that you can let into your circle, but there still has to be a healthy radius. And that healthy radius prevents you from getting hurt and the relationship from falling apart. And, yeah, I may not be the biggest relationship expert on the radio, but I got to tell you, I've seen a lot. And I think what all of us are going through is normal. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. this could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a man, and unfortunately he went through something that has now required a major malpractice lawsuit. Pennsylvania man has been awarded $870,000, but I believe he's still sad because a doctor removed the wrong testicle during a surgery back in 2013. Stephen Haynes, 54 years old, of Mount Union, Pennsylvania, was operated on to remove a painful right testicle. He had been experiencing pain for years. Medical imaging showed that the testicle was nearly half the size of the other. But when he woke up from his procedure, his orchiectomy, the wrong testicle was removed. According to the surgeon, Valley Spencer Long wrote in a post-op report, at this point it appeared that the left testicle and cord may actually have been removed instead of the right one. So the mistake prompted Mr. Haynes in 2014 to file a medical malpractice lawsuit against Long and J.C. Blair Memorial Hospital in central Pennsylvania, citing negligence on the part of both. 4 years after the surgical mistake, the Pennsylvania jury has reached a verdict, awarding Haynes $870,000, including $250,000 in punitive damages, according to Haynes' attorney. They say, this case, I understand why it, okay, according, this is a quotation now from Lapisto, his attorney, Braden Lapisto. This case, I understand why it kind of went viral just because of what is involved. But the reality is, it's a condition that has affected my client significantly. Although some people may see it as kind of a laughing matter initially, the award was completely justified based on the evidence and the toll it has taken on Steve. To this day, he added, it is still not clear how the mistake occurred in the OR. The doctor gave an explanation that really made no anatomical or medical sense. He claimed that he removed the testicle that was on the right side of the scrotum, and the testicle had a spermatic cord that led to the left side of the body. Essentially, the doctor claimed that the testicles had switched sides at some point. That's crazy. Lapisto said the jury, which was comprised of 11 women and one man, deliberated for about an hour and 20 minutes before siding with the plaintiff. I know, I'm surprised it even took that long to, but an hour and 20 minutes, you know, they can't just go in there and say, yeah, you know, they probably have to sit there and you know, discuss it, and I get that. Reached by email Saturday, a spokeswoman for J.C. Blair Hospital Memorial did not offer further comment on the case, but confirmed Long was no longer working for the hospital. They say cases in which doctors operate in the wrong body part are rare. We talked about that. They say in a 2006 study supported by the Public Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, they looked at nearly 3 million operations over nearly two decades and found the wrong site surgery occurred in only one in 113,000 cases. But it still does happen. In 2011, I believe the Washington Post looked at cases including doctors in Minneapolis removing a healthy kidney from a man with kidney cancer and an ophthalmologist in Portland, Oregon, operating on the wrong eye of a four-year-old boy. They say few medical errors are as vivid and terrifying as those that involve patients who have undergone surgery on the wrong body part, undergone the incorrect procedure, or had a procedure intended for another patient. So for some of you going, how the heck does something like this happen? That could be why it happened. The wrong person was brought in. You know, it was, maybe somebody wasn't paying attention. I mean, I remember my surgical training, and it was almost impossible to get the body part wrong. You look at the note, you examine the body, then, and somebody could say, yeah, but the body's draped when the surgeon walks in. I was trained that you walk in, right, before the patient falls asleep. You observe as the patient does fall asleep, okay, to make sure that his vitals are fine. Then you examine the patient. You draw what you need to draw on the patient. Then you tell them to shave, clean, sterilize, you know, drape. You go and you scrub. You come in and you go right back to the body part that you were just looking at. There was another case I'm looking at here where a Connecticut woman sues Yale Hospital for removing the wrong rib and then allegedly covering up that mistake. We'll talk about that as soon as I can get this story loaded. We're having some computer issues. They say a woman who went to a Yale hospital for surgery says the doctors removed the wrong rib and then tried to tell her that they hadn't made a mistake. Deborah Craven, a 60-year-old from Milford, Connecticut, was supposed to have part of her eighth rib removed in May of last year because there was a lesion, but experienced pain after the operation because the seventh rib was actually removed. Well, you'll have pain anyway after the operation or not, but now she has to go through the surgery again. They say here, and I apologize, we're having computer issues, an x-ray after her surgery at Yale New Haven Hospital also revealed that metal coils used in the operation had been left inside her. That's according to the patient's suit. Craven learned of the error from Dr. Anthony Kim the next day and was taken for a follow-up surgery. But Dr. Ricardo Quarry, said to be a resident at the hospital, told her that she had to go into surgery because not enough of the rib had been removed. Craven Suit said the doctor attempted to cover up the removal of the wrong body part, is accusing him of unfair trade practices. Now, ooh, that's a no-no. Her lawyer told Fox 61 that the patient asked that Corey not be involved with her second surgery because she thought he was incompetent, but that he was anyway. They say, absent the line, my client never would have instituted a lawsuit. As the old adage goes, the cover-up is worse than the crime. You know, why do people lie? Why, you know, I always was taught in medical school, look, you have to own up. You make a mistake, you own up to it, because lying, one, makes you look unethical and you'll lose your license. Two, it makes the situation worse and you can put the patient's health at risk because you're lying and covering it up. And three, you always get caught. You always get caught. So a spokesman for Yale New Haven Hospital, now remember, this is the rib issue, not the testicle issue, says even the best organizations of medical errors occur. With respect to the case of Ms. Craven, we recognize that an error was made. We informed and apologized to the patient, and we immediately reported it to the Connecticut Department of Public Health. So own up to it, and I know what's going on. You know, when somebody lies, it's they are scared to death of the lawsuit. All right? One wrong surgery, one lawsuit, and you could be out. You know, I mean, your medical career could be over. Now, some of you may say, well, good. You take out the wrong testicle, you have no business operating on somebody. And you got a point on that. But on the flip side, you know, having an issue where, you know, a medical error occurred doesn't necessarily mean that doctors should only have one shot. You know, it's kind of like, well, you know, what was their one mistake? Everybody makes mistakes. Plumbers make mistakes. Nurses make mistakes. Pharmacists make mistakes. You know, I told you about that time when, you know, one of my patients said that the pharmacist or the tech or somebody at the pharmacy mixed up the medications in the bottle. So she took two of her anti-inflammatories, but the anti-inflammatories were in an Ambien bottle, and the Ambien was in the anti-inflammatory bottle. I don't know how, because Ambien is really tiny, and most anti-inflammatories are larger, but for some reason, she was driving, she was in pain, she popped two pills, and they were two Ambiens. And she drove into her driveway asleep. You know, she wanted to file suit. She wanted to take, there were no damages, but she wanted to go after the pharmacist. And I don't know what the heck happened, you know, with that case. I was never informed how that went. But that was a real bad mistake, and it could have been a deadly mistake. Some people will say, well, then that pharmacist shouldn't be working. Others will say, look, it was only one mistake. You know, mistakes happen. We all make mistakes. You know, which we all do. You know, in this particular case, I don't know how the wrong testicle could be removed. I don't know how a perfectly healthy kidney could be removed in somebody with kidney cancer. You know, and I it's interesting because some people think, well, when you open us up, look around. We don't open you up anymore like that. We do these, quote, keyhole or arthroscopic surgeries. I don't want to say arthroscopic because that's with a knee. But we do these type of surgeries where we go in with a little bitty camera, these laparoscopic procedures. And we go in with a little baby camera, and we could remove organs laparoscopically now. We don't have to do open incisions, which is what we call them, as opposed to laparoscopy. So if you do an open incision, a wide incision, you could then look around, you know, parts of the body. But to look at both sides of the body, that would have to be one hell of an incision. Or you would need to bring that camera in there and move around the bowel. That could cause damage. So what probably happens is they're going in trying to do the little baby bitty cuts. And if they maybe did it old school, maybe we'd be able to see more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a study that had come out a couple days ago talking about how French fries could kill you. People are all panicky about the French fries. And let's just, you know, calm down a bit because we've been eating French fries since the malt shop days. And it's, you know, we've been still doing pretty good. So apparently it was a study published this month by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And it analyzed the potato consumption of 4,400 American participants aged 45 to 79 over an 8-year period. Researchers used questionnaires to determine each person's eating habits in regards to their spuds, including both fried and unfried products, and then used the data to trace links between potato consumption and mortality. According to Nicola Veronese, a scientist with the National Research Council in Padova, Italy, She says no study existed about the possible association. She's a lead author and one of a dozen researchers who took part of the study. She said there were some studies regarding potato consumption and cardiovascular disease and mortality, but not on potatoes and mortality. So 236 people had died during the course of the study. And remember, they looked at 4,400 Americans. After adjusting for education and race and income and alcohol consumption and exercise, among other things, the researchers concluded that people who eat French fries more than twice a week were at risk for death. Okay, but what they did say is folks who ate, quote, fried potatoes two or more times a week were at increased risk of mortality. So the increased risk, again, based on consumption. Now, you know, if somebody is eating French fries, there's a very good chance they're not eating a fillet of salmon and broccoli at the house. If they're eating French fries, they're most likely eating French fries with a burger or with a chili cheese dog or with, you see. And so somebody eating French fries, you know, fried potatoes two or more times a week might also be going to one of these diners where they get a real nice greasy breakfast in the morning. The problem I have with this is a lot of us, we just started to now make fried potatoes a part of our diet. Unfried potatoes do not have an increased mortality risk, but fried do. And I like eating my eggs with hash browns. I like, and not so much hash browns. I like crispy potatoes with that little bit of salt. And how do you make a potato crispy? You fry it. So a lot of us don't even realize we're eating fried potatoes. We're like, you know what? I'm not eating French fries. I bet a lot of you are right now listening to this going, you know what, Dahlia? I have not eaten French fries now in months. I don't know when the last time I ordered French fries were. Well, good. But did you have any breakfast potatoes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. So we got to tell you to bake them. And also, it's that crispiness. Sometimes with that crispiness, remember we talked about the more crispy and charcoal and burnt something is, the more dangerous that is with the PCAs that you could be ingesting. And so, you know, we can't have fun when we eat. You know, we're going to be talking about, I think Alicia Silverstone is, you know, I guess feeding her kid a vegan diet. And I know many of us who are really envious of vegans on how they could do it, you know, sometimes, you know, gag at the thought of us ever being told to eat vegan. But I'm wondering if we need to start having that sort of self-control, you know, and that sort of approach to food. You know, somehow something changed where food became entertainment. Or food became comfort food. Food used to be a necessity. You had to eat because you had to eat. Okay? And now, no, people make choices. And they don't choose healthy things. They choose what they want. Now, I don't know about putting a kid on a strictly vegan diet. Apparently, she has fed her six-year-old son, Bear Blue, a vegan diet. She says, knowing the truth about where our food comes from is just so disturbing to me. You know, she says, Bear and she eat veggie burgers and kale salad. Once you see it, there's no way to go back from that for me. And, you know, she may have a point. You know, I think kids do need to eat how their, you know, caveman ancestors were, you know, milk. You know, I think kids do need milk. Okay, and if it's not mama's milk anymore because they're too old to breastfeed, I think they should be drinking some sort of milk. I think they should be getting some sort of animal protein in them. But they do not necessarily have to have junk food. They do not necessarily have to have red meat. All right, I think fish for a child that's cooked really well is fine. I think some poultry every now and then. But I think there are some essential amino acids that kids need. So they don't necessarily have to be vegan. But I understand how Alicia Silverstone is kind of scared by some of the things she's seen that has gotten into her meat. And she's a mom. And she's not doing this because she's abusing her kid. She's doing this because she loves her kid. But children on a vegan diet, to me, is not... I would have trouble sleeping at night with that one. I think I think a child, when they're growing, still needs the essential amino acids that many times you have to get from a animal protein product. Now, which is what humans were designed for. We're carnivores. We're not herbivores. So we were designed to eat some sort of meat. We need our essential amino acids. Now, the kid looks healthy to me, you know, but I would then suggest going vegan after the development has completed. You know, after they've developed their brains, developed their, sex organs, gone through puberty, gone through the proper brain development, I would probably not put a child on a vegan diet until they're, you know, probably college age. According to a 2016 Harris Interactive poll commissioned by the Vegetarian Resource Group, about 3.7 million American adults identify as vegan. Now, remember the difference between vegan and vegetarian. Vegetarians eat primarily vegetable-based diets, but they may have egg, okay? You know, they may take in even though egg is an animal product, but they may take in non-meat forms of nutrition. Vegan is where there's no animal fat or protein within the diet. So, they say a law proposed in Italy in 2016 would make it illegal for parents to put their children on a vegan diet. Lawmakers refer to as a diet devoid of elements essential for healthy and balanced growth. In one case, a one-year-old who was fed an only vegan diet weighed as much as a three-month-old, and in another, a father alleged that his 12-year-old son's growth was stunted due to a vegan diet chosen by the boy's mother. So Silverstone has faced obvious criticism, according to Fox News, for feeding Bear a vegan diet. You know, I mean, the kid looks good, but then again, I mean, I'm not his physician. And I understand how scared parents are. And this is the same thing. The reason why I bring this up is this is the same type of thinking that's occurring with the vaccine controversy. Okay? As a parent, I want the best for my kid. And for me, the best would be vaccines. But many parents out there fear the vaccine. They're like, I got a healthy kid, and you want me to inject what into my child? And so as a physician, I have to understand both sides of the coin. I have to understand how parents are thinking. You know, just because we in America, during the Super Bowl, advertise pizza and burgers and French fries and soda pop doesn't necessarily mean we need to feed our child that. You know, but I do think fish offers a lot of essential nutrients. I think chicken does too. I think every now and then some egg. And you don't have to do a lot, but I think, you know, incorporating a balanced diet, you could be vegetarian and do that. I just think for a child, vegan is way too strict. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, there is a perfume made to smell of money. Say about that a sec. So go away, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it's all about attitude. And if you got the attitude, success seems to sometimes follow you. And so a master perfumer has now crafted a new fragrance to mark the launch of a new, I guess, fragrance called, I don't know if it's good, they're going to call it Money. I think it's called Cologne de Cash. It was created by Roja Dove, a former perfumer at Guerlain in Paris, and has been described best as cash cologne. He has commissioned to produce a perfume tribute to old-fashioned paper money. Now, the old-fashioned paper money used to be made up of cotton. Now, I think it's made up of a different sort of fiber and linen. They say, I was thinking of a note at the end of its life, according to Mr. Dove. So, they look, you know, money after it's been handled by, you know, millions of people. And so the perfume is going to contain scents of hand cream, tobacco, human sweat, and ink. They say you've paid for the, you've handled keys and coins, you've ended up getting sandwiches, you pay with the $10 note, and it's given in turn to somebody who's wearing a terribly expensive hand cream. Among the scents mixed in the perfume are cotton, the ink, leather, hand cream, sweat, and tobacco. They're going to put sweat in this. The master perfumer has commissioned to make the notes of a previous era. It's going to be a note, I guess, that, are they actually making the money smell like money, too? I guess there's also going to be in England a new $10 note that's going to feature Jane Austen. Very interesting. But I thought they're actually making a perfume. Anyway, so, you know, I personally am not a big fan of perfumes. I like body sprays. Okay, I think these perfumes are very, very expensive. You know, I think you use perfume when you want to just purposely get that little bit behind the ear, you know, in certain areas that, you know, and for me, I don't really get that close to people. Okay, my husband, he knows, you know, what I smell like, and he knows what my perfume smells like. So I prefer body sprays because then everybody gets to smell it. And you always smell good with the body spray, so that's just me. Okay, speaking of money, though, Amazon has just purchased Whole Foods. I think they got a deal at $13.7 billion. They are now a major player in the U.S. grocery industry. So shoppers, retailers, other companies in the industry, according to USA Today, are now in a scramble. The online seller, it's bringing now its firepower to the grocery industry. And we talked about that, where Amazon wanted to move to groceries. And the grocery industry has been having some issues. In my neck of the woods, you see stores close down. You see these big shopping center anchors having these big grocery stores close. The recession really did a number in our town. And you see these shopping center strip malls now have other companies having to take over the anchor spot. Now, hopefully, you know, in the circle of life and the evolution of economics and real estate, somebody will always be in that anchor spot. But you lose the anchor, that whole shopping center dies. And so these anchor stores is something that I've been watching very closely. We talked about that with the Black Friday issues we've been noticing year after year. Not as many people are standing in line at 5, 6 in the morning to get these super deals or going shopping at the big Best Buys or the big, superstores because they could go online. And then they could also ask for a Groupon or a Retail Me Not coupon or whatever. And then they could buy, you know, they could get it cheaper and they don't have to leave the house and it gets delivered. You don't even have to gift wrap it. You could just ship it to grandma, right, across the country. You don't even have to be the one to take it to the U.S. Postal Service to ship. And so, and, you know, what a lot of people are doing, they're doing the gift cards. You could do an e-gift card. I do that a lot with Amazon. It's one of the most brilliant gifts. I just go onto Amazon. I could use my Discover points, okay, which is also pretty helpful. And I just send grandma or somebody a gift card. Then that person could open the gift card and do what they want with it. But groceries. Groceries you can't just do from your house, even though many companies have tried. Order the groceries from your house, we'll send them to you. Now, that hasn't really seemed to work because people really like to pick and choose. Okay, people don't like the idea of shipped groceries. Some do, but it just hasn't taken off. But Amazon thinks they have a way to handle this. So, they say that this is going to slice into profits for food manufacturers, other supermarket chains, such as the nation's largest by market share Kroger, and behemoths like Walmart is also currently the biggest seller of groceries in the United States with more than one quarter of the market, according to Euromonitor and USA Today. It also potentially creates a challenge for companies that deliver groceries like Fresh Direct and Peapod and ready-to-cook ingredients and recipes to people's doors like Blue Apron and Sunbasket. Now, from what I understand, didn't we last week talk about how Walmart is going to be trying to do something similar where you order your groceries and there's going to be these Walmart pods in the middle of a parking lot and you go up to the pod and get the groceries after they scan your barcode or whatever you got online? But Joe Agnes, senior food retailing analyst at CFRA, said once Amazon is a player in the industry, anything can go. The big threat is what else they can do. Now that they have the retail presence in more than 400 stores, long term they could expand on that threat. They could bring pricing pressure. They could bring down prices, and everyone would have to match them or lose share. Now, Amazon has been brilliant in terms of their marketing strategies. And they have very easily started to do books, electronics, clothes, household items, food items, and they're cheaper. Okay, and they could outbid other people. You know, and we talked about how the middle income American could now compete with Best Buy if they have products that they could sell. They make a fancy website, they could sell that product, and I've been shocked at how many products I've bought, and it turned out this came from somebody's house where they have a little bit of a storage facility in their garage, and they're the ones that ship it and send it out, and I thought I was dealing with a major, major company. You can't tell online, and the product was good. So it allowed people to compete with these big, huge department stores. Well, that's going to be short-lived if you have a giant such as Amazon that could get the prices down cheaper. And Amazon usually does. I rarely find something cheaper with the exception of eBay. And eBay's going to have some issues with this. You know, if Amazon could give you something cheap and guarantee that it's new and not coming from somebody's garage, more people are going to trust Amazon. They say the broader retail industry's tailspin only deepened with Amazon taking a big share of the blame. They say Sears, JCPenney, Macy's are closing hundreds of stores. The Limited, Gymboree have filed for bankruptcy protection. Did you guys know about that, that the Limited has filed for bankruptcy protection? So now grocers may have that issue. This is going to be tough. This is going to be tight. And so, I've reached out to a major grocery chain to get them involved with National Blood Donation Week to see if they want to, get involved. You know, once you deal with the community and you do more with the community and offer places to go for people to go for health, et cetera, you know, that's how you connect. And, and some people, they find it entertaining to go to the grocery store. You know, I noticed I walked into a Smith's the other day, and Smith's had all these people giving free samples. You start getting the idea that you could go and, you know, sample these rare cheeses or these sushis. That's what Sam's Club did, and I think Costco did. While you go shopping, you could get treats. And people like that. And so, you know, it's a form of entertainment. I don't know what to do with the kids for an hour. Well, let's walk around Costco. Let's walk around Sam's Club. So maybe a store could do that. And I'll probably, talk more about this because I love talking about the economy. But, you know, Amazon may be where we get our orange juice and tampons later. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.